All right, good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Mr. Denny.
Oh, you guys are so good at that. All right, so when I was a kid, I really liked to play this one game called Go Fish. You guys ever played that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you haven't, I'm gonna teach you how. All right, so you need some cards. Actually, when I was a kid, I actually had like special Go Fish cards. It actually had fish on it. It was really cool, but I couldn't find them. I don't think I have them anymore. But you can just play with regular cards. What you do is you deal the cards out. Everybody that's playing gets 5 cards.
Yeah.
If right?
You put it down and you say Go Fish.
Kind of. Okay. So everybody gets 5 cards, and if let's say Leah's playing and I ask her, Leah, do you have any 3s? And if she has any 3s, guess what she has to do? She has to give them to me. Okay? But if she doesn't have any 3s, what does she say?
Go fish.
She says, go fish. Okay? And all the cards that you didn't deal out are in the draw pile in the middle called the ocean, and I've got to draw a card from there. Okay? And you try to get 4 of a kind, and then once you get 4 of a kind, you put it face down in front of you, and the game is over when there's no more cards to draw from in the middle or until somebody's out of cards, right? Pretty fun game. Well, the game of Go Fish reminds me of when Jesus was trying to call his first disciples, okay? And he was standing by the Sea of Galilee, and there was a big crowd of people. So Jesus went over and found some men cleaning their nets by their boats, and he got into a boat owned by a man named Peter. And Jesus told Peter to take the boat out a little ways into the water, and then Jesus started to teach the people from inside the boat. Yep, those are the cards. Okay, so when Jesus had finished teaching, Jesus said to Peter, I want you to go further out into the water and put your nets into the water so you can try to catch some fish. Well, Peter, they had been fishing all night and they hadn't caught any fish. But he told Jesus, if you say so, we'll do it one more time. We'll try to catch some fish. You guys know what happened? Yeah, they didn't just catch some fish. They caught so many fish that the nets began to break when they were trying to pull it back in. And then as soon as they got the nets in, the boat started to sink. There were so many fish. That's right. Sink into the water. That's right. Okay? So when they saw this, they were actually kind of afraid. Jesus told them, don't be afraid. And from now on, I want you to go be fishers of people, not of fish, fishers of people. So the Bible tells us that when they pulled their boats up onto the shore, they left everything, even all of those fish that they had just caught, all of them, okay, and followed Jesus to go fish for people. Now, Jesus wants us to go fish for people too. If we are faithful in telling people about Jesus and his love, we can trust the Holy Spirit to bring in the catch. All right, can you guys fold your hands and repeat after me for our prayer? Heavenly Father,
Jesus has told us
to go fish for people.
Help us to go
and tell others about Jesus
so they can be your people too.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, before you go, I actually have a surprise for you. Okay, you have to ask Mom and Dad if you can have it at some point, but come on over here and we can get some goldfish.